gentlemen, welcome everybody to the Like Minded Strangers podcast. This is pod number God knows what, but we're here. I want to welcome, obviously, myself, Jay. I want to welcome D. We've got Jim in the house, and we've got Mr. Starks himself. Welcome, guys. So today's topic is about masculinity, and you know what that means to you. I know it's a topic that, you know, I've spoken to all of you about in some sort of capacity. So listen, I'm the only one here that, you know, is not a parent. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, you all will have, because all your children are fairly young, we'll have discussions, you know, about sort of masculinity and what it means to be a man. But I want to start with Jim. I want to know what that means to you, you know, whether you keep it top level or not. Just be good to get your mindset on things, Jim. So let's start off.
Well, it shouldn't be a tough one, but I think it is in this day and age. I mean, I'd associate it with the male gender, I guess, and with the male sex, I guess, if that's correct. So that's what I associate it with in a nutshell, masculinity, male sex, male gender. What comes with that? Simple as that.
Do you think that, you know, I guess depending on your life experiences, depending where you've grown up, depending on, you know, whether or not you've had your father in and out of your life or what, do you feel that that's maybe changed your perspective? For example, some people think that being masculine is about being macho, or it's about acting a certain way, speaking a certain way, or doing certain things. Do you believe that?
I do, yeah. I believe all of that. I think if I can try and really sum this up quick, I think obviously categories and boxes and so on can be cannot be nice at times, but I also don't think that it's such a bad thing to categorize things. I remember someone once saying to me, we're almost in danger of never calling anything anything. So you've got a chair over there, it's a chair, it's furniture, it comes under that category. And I believe certain character traits come under the male gender, the male sex.
D, what about you?
So for me, quick definition of masculinity, you know, being a man, you know, so being masculine is about taking ownership, taking responsibility, standing up and being accountable for whatever's going on in your life, you know, your kids, your responsibilities, you know, your family, you know, sort of who you are. That's what masculinity, you know, sort of is for me. And how you go about doing that is, you know, sort of down to the individual. I think the problem that I have in society now is that that has been challenged. Yeah. You know, in masculinity, we've got this phrase which has come up, toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are attacking it because almost, you know, they're almost saying, look, it's not a thing anymore. You know, we live in a world where, you know, we don't want to see. I remember something on Good Morning Britain when Piers Morgan, who is a diversive character anyway,
yeah,
talking about the Gillette advert, you know, the best a man can get, and now they've changed it. You know, it's like they've changed the premise. You know, it's not just about guys, you know, sort of being strong and being masculine, you know, sort of kids and fighting fires. And for me, that's the problem I have, because I thought to myself, okay, cool, there's never been an issue with that, you know, guys and men wanting to, you know, sort of be accountable, responsible, being strong, being dominant, you know, sort of in whatever they're doing in life, you know, whether it's being a father, being a husband, you know, sort of being a football player, whatever it is you're doing. And the problem I have at the moment is I don't see why that has been challenged and why that is being almost diluted to kind of promote, you know, some of the other ideals that we have around, you know, kind of sexuality and identity.
I agree. Excellent. I agree.
Do you also think as well, because I used to, when I was single, I used to listen to a lot of these gurus talking about toxic masculinity and how that relates to relationships. And some of the advice they were given, I didn't really condone it. And if anything, I felt that they were reading so deep into certain things that maybe women had said, it meant men were acting a certain way or not being true to who they are, which then creates that whole sort of toxic way of thinking, that toxic way of doing things. Would you agree with that? I mean, would you ever say during your kind of dating phase that there was a way which you probably displayed those traits, because I feel I definitely did. I thought there was a phase where I was doing the dating thing and I was a little bit toxic in the way I was thinking and what I was doing, because I didn't want to be a certain way. I wanted to be viewed a certain way, which then is going against kind of who you are.
Yeah, well, this is it. And you know, having been on a dating scene in the past, you know, I think it was something that, you know, sort of often comes up, because, you know, guys are put in a box, you know, you're out there, you're doing this, you're looking for this, you're not serious, this isn't that. Like, what people have to understand is that there is a fundamental difference between, you know, sort of men and women. You know, we're built and engineered in sort of certain ways. And, you know, yeah, have to be allowed to kind of, you know, sort of exhibit that and then sort of be ourselves. You know, going back to what you said, Jay, that there is a side of anything, you know, whether it's feminism, sort of whether it's masculinity, it can be taken to extremes, and we see it, you know, we see it in all sorts of walks of life. And I think that that's the issue. But, you know, sort of fundamentally, me being a man, and, you know, sort of wanting to sort of go out, if I'm young, free and single, and have fun and you know, date and, you know, be open and honest with that. That's, you know, sort of genetically who I'm engineered to be. I don't think there's any, you know, kind of issues, you know, sort of with that. It's a trait that a lot of people sort of find attractive. A lot of people want, you know, they sort of want that sort of guy, that alpha male type character, but they want it to stop at a certain point.
Yes, and that's the part that I'm glad you touched on that, because I feel that you talk about masculinity and, you know, you've got to be tough and you can't cry and you can't do all these things, and then to go against the grain, to then not to be that way, then does bring out that whole toxic sort of masculinity that really and truly shouldn't be there. But Starks, what about you, man? What's your take on the whole, especially, you know, you've got a son, he's at that age now, you know, where he's, you know, he's teenage, beginning to sort of find himself, and especially now even with your newborn, what are you going to be speaking to him about, I guess?
It's like I'm learning here, to be honest. I'm learning, because I've never really, to be honest, I've never really looked into the whole masculinity thing. I've never really... I've never really fought that hard on it. This is like a whole learning process. I don't know. I've had women say to me in the past, like, who I've dated, say, you need to be a bit more manly and take charge. But then it's almost like I'm forcing the situation to be something I'm not used to doing. I don't know. It's a hard one. I'm a bit of a softie when it comes to when you think about it. I may come across as a bit manly, but I'm quite soft in that way, kind of thing. It's a difficult one. I don't know what it actually properly means to be masculine. I know there's. It comes across.
I'll ask you a question, yeah, because you know, I can see you, and yeah, you know. Do you think what you've just said, do you think it makes you any less of a man?
Probably to somebody else. I don't know. When I think of masculine, I think that the guy has to earn more money than the woman, or the guy has to, you know, what do they call it? The breadwinner or the hunter-gatherer kind of thing. That's what it's always been looked upon as when I see it, like in Jamaica. Like the other day I was around my parents' house. My dad said he used to do the shopping. He worked, he done all the shopping, he provided, he paid all of the mortgage, even though my mum was working, that kind of thing. It seemed like that's what it means to be like the masculine person. That's how it looks to me.
And do you feel that back in our parents' day, that was the role that was assumed? I think that's to Dee's point, the roles have shifted, things have changed. So what it means to be masculine, like in our parents' day, as you say, the man was the provider, brought on, paid the bills, etc. Now you've got women that are earning more than men. You've got, as you say, some men who may want to take a step back and may want the woman to lead and all sorts of things, which then creates this whole melting pot of, okay, what does it mean to be masculine? And then I feel some men get in their feelings and then they start to become toxic because they're thinking, right, I'm being seen by my woman as a certain, as a simp, as they say, and goes, I'm not having that. And all of a sudden the toxic traits start coming out. The confusion about masculinity starts coming out. That's what.
Yeah. In my situation right now, so I've always said, I've never had a problem with a woman. If I'm with a woman that earns more money than me. So I have no shame in saying, but my partner who I'm with now earns more money than me.
Yeah.
And I've always said, it doesn't bother me, doesn't bother me, doesn't bother me. But subconsciously, I think it has bothered me slightly. Not in a way where I feel jealous or anything like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel that sometimes she takes charge of things.
Okay.
And I think, no, I could, why can't I? And I know there's no way I could possibly take charge of it. But so I think to myself, no, you don't have to keep, doing that. Like, she may see something, but she wants to buy for the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I know full well I can't afford it, but she goes and buy it anyway.
Okay.
But at the same time, it bothers me subconsciously, even though I'm okay with it. But at the same time, I'm like, it kind of brings me down a bit. And sometimes I think, is that because I'm a man? I feel that it should be the other way around. I think subconsciously I do think that. So maybe there it tweaks at me a little bit. But at the same time, I still don't have a problem with it, with her.
But then I'd say that's more your ego, Mark.
Yeah, maybe it's that. Maybe, yeah. But is that part masculinity? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Everybody...
There were some guys who really have a genuine problem with that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, definitely.
There's some guys who will not date a woman who earns more money than them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that a masculine? I mean,
I think that's where it becomes toxic, isn't it?
It does.
You know, because you know, like you said, you know, I completely respect everything you said. You know, your woman earns more than you, but as was, you know, Jay mentioned at the start, you've got kids, you know, you're raising kids, you've got a family, you've got a unit.
Yeah.
You're sort of part of that, you play your role.
Yeah.
And, you know, sort of for me, like I said, masculinity isn't about how much you earn, you know, sort of what you do, how big your biceps are, what car you drive. I think it's about ownership and then sort of, you know, taking your place in the home, you know, sort of to bring it really close, first of all, but then also society and then standing up. I mean, going back to one of the things that you were saying, Jay, about the dating, which I experienced was, you know, this kind of sort of notion, because it's quite an interest, and to be fair, at some point, I wouldn't even mind just doing a sort of episode on that, because I think views are so sort of skewed and different out there where, you know, I think we've seen a real big rise in feminism.
Yes.
Last years, and I completely agree. You know, I think, yes, women should be getting paid equal. You know, there should be equal opportunities across the board for everyone. We want to see, you know, some women boxers, women CEOs, you know, some women doctors. And, you know, equality should be for all sexes, you know, sort of all races. That's what we should move towards. But I think the problem that I have is in certain situations, they want to play that down and say to sort of guys, okay, cool, well, you're the man. You know, you should pay for this, or, you know, I'm the woman, you've got to call me, and you've got to call. And this is what I think to myself, that it can't work both ways.
It's the picking and choosing as and when.
Exactly.
That's the part I struggle with, because one minute, you know, you want a man that's a high earner and does all these wonderful things. But then the next minute, you want a guy that does all these other things. You know, as you say, is a little bit maybe aloof, or is maybe a certain way. And it's one thing that my mum always said to me. There's three things that my mum always said to me. Is that the first thing is that you should always be mindful, especially when you're dating or whoever you're marrying. If we're talking about that specific subject for now, the type of relationship that individual may have had with their parent. And that could go for men having relationship with their mother as well, because that will then tell you the type of man he is and how he views masculinity, and the type of woman she is and how she views relationships. So, you know, in my experience, masculinity was viewed in a certain way, and that went against who I was. So then I'm trying to date people who I had no business dating because of, which I knew in my heart ain't for me. And then I'm sure the same for them. They might thought, oh, he ain't for me, based on maybe how I was. And I feel that there was an element of, well, yeah, you can be this way, but when I choose to, you got to be this way. And even probably vice versa as well, if I'm being accountable as well. And I think that then you touched on Colin Starks about kind of like ego as well. And I feel that sometimes when you're in relationships, your ego can do this kind of a lot of the time.
Yeah. Obviously as well.
Yeah. Like my ex, at the start of our relationship, more than me, a lot more than me. And then I don't know, she inspired me actually to want to do better. And then it got to the stage then that I earned more than her towards the end of the relationship, but it just kind of pushed me to want to kind of do more and be more, if that makes sense. Was my ego put in check? Yeah, it was. Did I feel a way? Not really, because I kind of just always knew I was going to push myself even more, type of thing, to try and do what I can. But I do feel that you talk about masculinity, that the ego thing is really important. And we've all got it. And I feel sometimes it comes out in different ways for different people and different situations. But I feel that the ego can ruin your positioning, whether that's in relationships, work, whatever, because some people don't know how to dial it down in some scenarios, and you can then end up being a certain way when that's not who you are, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, I don't think I have a big ego. I'm pretty sure I don't have a big ego. If I had a big ego, then there'll be a problem in the relationship right now.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't think I have that too much of a big ego, but subconsciously, I think it does... Not so much, it does affect me a little bit slightly, but not enough to trouble me to say, oh, I can't do this anymore kind of thing. But I think there are some men out there who just feel they have to be the man, they have to be...
Yeah.
Society says, oh, they have to be this, they have to be that kind of thing. But I'm all for it. Like you say, like D say, I'm all for like when women want to be, you know, you want to do this and want to do that, but they do pick and choose sometimes. it's amazing how they pick and choose. Oh, they want me money and this and me money and that, and then all of a sudden they just switch it up. That kind of does, it's frustrating when they do that.
But just remember this, there's a lot of men going into debt for that.
Yeah.
There's four people I know right now who are going into debt because of how they see the role as the man. And I know damn well that they're not able to do it, or if they are, they're robbing Peter to pay Paul, just because they're the man and they want to be seen as the man, without realizing that, well, if you're in a relationship, there's two of you and there's two heads, two ideas. It doesn't matter whether or not this person earns less or whatever, there's two people, two ideas, you can make it work. And in most cases, women are a lot more logical in some instances than men, let's be honest. You know, they will think very differently to how we will, and can probably, you know, get things done a lot more than we will. As men, we can procrastinate a little bit too much sometimes. Whereas women are like, right, it's just seen to be done, boom, 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 just get it done. Just, you know, it's how it can be sometimes.
Yeah. I've been constantly told by my partner to say, she says to me, we're a team. Like, she has no issues about telling how much she earns to me. And I don't know if it's a culture thing, because my missus is white. And I'm obviously black, and I know black people don't like to share how much money they earn or own, but I know most white people, they like to, they'll share it. But she always says, we're a team. But when she says how much she earns, I'm like, okay, all right. So that's when subconsciously I'm thinking,
isn't it? Yeah, but you know what? I respect to your partner, because as she's right, you are a team. You've got a beautiful son, you've got a beautiful home. So not being funny, you built something. It's not to say, you know, it's not to say that she's putting you down, telling you you're worthless and all that. I've heard all that before, where, you know, the woman's earning more, and then she's trying to put her partner down. And that's when that toxic cycle starts coming into play, whereby, you know, could be emasculating you in some way. And she doesn't ever appear to be that way, you know, from what I see anyway. So, you know.
And that's what is toxic about, you know, masculinity in society today. You know, you're not allowed to be, you know, you're allowed to be, like you said, you know, you're made to feel a certain. I know a lot of guys as well, like you said, Jay, who are, you know, sort of in debt, you know, sort of running around, you know, because if you're not driving this, if you're not doing this, if you're not earning this, if you're not taking them to this restaurant, if you're not doing this, doing that, then, you know, you're deemed to be substandard, you know, not the type of guy that, you know, sort of people want to be associated with or someone want to sort of settle that. And for me, that is rubbish. Mm. And I think that's the problem with masculinity today. And then you have people who sort of go beyond and then they're accused of being too masculine.
Mm.
I don't know what it is about, you know, sort of society that at the moment that just, you know, continually attacks, you know, sort of men in sort of whatever form they are, you know. If you're earning too much and you know, you're sort of really dominant, then that's a problem. And if you're at the other end of the scale where you're, you know, really relaxed, you're chilled, you know, you're not earning a lot, you know, you're just kind of one of those guys who just kind of go, that's a problem as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the kind of issue, you know, sort of with it. And it just seems to be a massive, massive attack. And I think it kind of resonates,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of speak to people, you know, sort of, the sort of kind of, I guess, profile men have in society is probably sort of not as respected as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I was the kind of head of the house, not the rule maker, the law giver, you know, but the person who would take accountability for, you know, like Stark said, bringing bread in, you know, sort of making sure everyone's eating, making sure,
yeah.
you know, sort of healthy and happy and you know, we've got some direction and, you know, and that seems to just be being attacked from, you know, sort of different angles in society today, which is kind of what I don't understand.
Jim, do you think sometimes, well, going back to Dee's point, do you feel that the roles have definitely changed, and do you think that there's going to be another shift? Because I feel there was a time when it was, you know, how things were on our parents' day. And then it shifted back to kind of, you know, women being where they are now. And then it went back, and then it's now gone back to kind of women empowerment, et cetera. Do you feel that shift is going to change again, where it could go back or what?
It's a hard one. I think it's funny because I was thinking the other day, kind of in line with what Dee was saying, in that feminism's on the rise, but I was kind of looking at it in another way, in that it's on the rise so much that men are becoming more feminine, from my observation, as opposed to women. That I find there's more men adopting femininity in its various forms than there are women adopting masculinity. So whether it will change again, I don't know, but it seems very, very much in the female way at the moment.
In what way though, Jim?
So many different things, whether it's fashion, whether it's just how people styles, like you see it a lot, styles speak a lot in it, like your style, your hairstyles, your fashion sense, how you carry yourself, how you walk and talk, even the sort of humour that I see in workplaces is not traditionally masculine humour. It's humour that men of a certain ilk, so to speak, or women will appreciate more. It's geared more that way. You get what I mean? So, and a lot of these things are geared down those two routes. Whether you like it or not, that's just my observation, that a lot of things are going down that route and have been for a while, but I think has stepped up even more recently.
I think you're right. I mean, gosh, I was in a shop yesterday and I said, oh, what's this? And the guy's like, oh, that's a new bag. I went, that's a lady's bag. Oh, it's unisex. I was like, no, that's a lady's bag. Oh, no, it's unisex. There was another shop I went into and they've got women's, like a dress, like a proper dress, and guys are looking at that. And I was like, wow, okay, then that's different. Not something I'll be into, but as you say, it's like that fashion thing is now changed, where some men may be comfortable doing that, but that's
each thing. You even see in hip hop, you've got rappers with nail varnish now.
That too.
Even though they're not particularly pushing any agenda overtly, they're still doing those things which are traditionally more feminine. So
that too. And you're right. And I feel that, who was it, my friend was chatting to me the other day, telling me about, oh, look, this girl, And she's really masculine. And I was like, wow, that's thinking really? She's like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, yeah, but maybe the way you're acting, she might think you're being feminine. I don't know. You know, you just don't know. So I found that weird when he said that. I was thinking, well, in what way? He never really gave me much context, but I then thought, well, maybe it's probably, as you say, how he's acting. Maybe she feels he's not doing what she expects a man to be doing and all sorts. So, yeah, I feel that definitely the roles are changing, but we've got 3 minutes left. It's been I think this has been one of our quickest pods, I think, isn't it? But just to kind of to wrap it up, I always like to think of one word just to kind of symbolize what we've discussed. I'm going to start with D, because you've given us some gems today. Really appreciated that.
I think as a man, very quickly, you know, the way I look at it is the type of legacy that I want to leave. What I want my kids, you know, my parents, people who know me to think, and that's kind of how, you know, I live my life. But at the same time, I don't beat myself up with the mistakes, because you learn.
Yeah.
You kind of carry that mantra, you know, you'll always kind of aim to sort of be, you know, the best version of you can.
Yeah. Stocks.
I don't know what to say. I suppose I just got to be true to myself and tell my kids to be true to themselves, and try and respect everybody as equally as possible. Mm. And try not to have a big ego. Mm. The main thing is not to have a big ego, and don't follow society from back in the day. Just live for now, I suppose.
Mm. Jim?
I'd say be true to yourself. Yes, but then on the flip side, I'd also say don't be against tradition. There's nothing wrong with tradition.
I'm probably going to say the same as you, to echo everyone. Be true to who you are, because I feel I've done it where you try and change yourself to be with someone, or you go against what you see as being masculine to you just to please someone else. And then what will happen is you end up messing yourself up, because they have a certain level of a certain expectation, which, you know, isn't you, or you weren't or not able to get to, not because you can't, it's just because it's going against who you are. So I always feel be yourself and just kind of do what's right for you. And try and always make sure that you keep your ego in check, because, you know, your ego, which I've learned, can make you do some silly things or make some silly decisions based on a split second decision, you know? So sometimes just make sure you keep that in check. But guys, appreciate your time. It's been emotional, and we'll have the next pod very soon.